smile. When you cannot be heard, you can smile. When it's cloudy or fair, you can smile anytime,
everybody. This is your old friend Strolling Tom greeting you and wishing you the time of day. I suppose there are many of you good friends who have from time to time read in magazines or papers a story about tremendous trifles, and that these little trifles have been so tremendous that they have perhaps been the cause of changing the history of the world. Well, these stories have been tremendously interesting to me, because I know of so many trifles that have changed the history and careers of people's lives. It's these tremendous little trifles that are constantly cropping up in our lives that send us ahead or sidetrack us or send us on another course. Bring new friendships, cause enemies, success or failure, love and happiness or sorrow and remorse. Here's a tremendous trifle of a song that may be a trifle compared to other tunes, but it has a tremendous message.
I love you in the same sweet way, dear. Love you more than I can say. My heart when I met you in your sunbonnet with blue ribbons on it. We strolled through Lover's Lane together, dreaming of a wedding day. And go, but in my heart I know I love you in that same sweet way.
Thank you.
that same sweet way.
Yes, sir. If you go through life loving and caring for folks, no matter who it is, mother, brother, child, or sweetheart, yes, even loving your enemies, as long as it isn't yourself, you can count that a tremendous trifle, too.
Would you like to go back to home, sweet home, where the world and your friends are true? And down the lane to stroll again, where mother waits for you. When you've lost in the game of gold and fame, and you're weary and fighting alone, when the tears start to flow, then the heart aches to go down the trail to home, sweet home.
Singing that song, friends, brings to mind another tremendous trifle that changed the course of history in one man's family. And it's a true story, by the way. A banker years ago had become involved in some bad investments, and it seemed that everything was going against him. He had reached the point of where life just wasn't worth living, and he had just decided to end it all. He was sitting in his library at his desk with a loaded gun in the drawer, his head cupped in his hands. While sitting there, a loving pair of little hands slipped over his, and his tiny little daughter said sweetly, "Guess who, Daddy?" Well, you know how these dads are. He just had to guess everybody but the little daughter. And finally, the little one giggled as happy little girls do and said, "Thank you, Daddy dear. You played the game square." She kissed him and skipped happily out of the room. He sat stunned for a long, long time, with the little girl's words burning in his very soul. "Thank you, Daddy dear. You played the game square." Was he playing the game square by taking his life, bringing sorrow and disgrace to his loved ones and friends, those who trusted and believed in him and loved him? The more he thought about it, the greater grew the desire to live and fight the battle through. The more he wanted to hear those words repeated by his friends, yes, and his enemies. "You played the game square." And let me say right here, he did. A spoken phrase of 9 little words. A trifle, but a tremendous trifle that brought him up out of the dusk.
Here all alone I wait. Still the old dreams remain. Search for you alone.
dawns new day, we wish you peace upon your way. May he who watches from above smile down on you with all his love. Bye now.
Goodbye, everybody. We've had a happy time once more. Goodbye, everybody. Friendship's knocking at your door. Clouds may hide your silver lining.